Today is Friday, November 26th, 2021. It's the day after Thanksgiving. It's a day I'll always remember as another day the Lord has preserved my life. He really did. He saved me today. Let me explain. I was driving to Apache Junction, which is on the east side of the valley. Linda's family is over there. They'd recently moved to a new location there, and so I knew most of the way. I knew the way as far as the turnoff on the I-60 freeway called Tomahawk. Some of you who know that area will know of that turnoff. So getting off at Tomahawk, I stopped at the Circle K. There's a Carl's Jr. Circle K there. And the idea was to punch in the exact address on my phone and then use the GPS on my phone to find the exact location. All was going well. I was doing that. I had done that, and I was going to set off on the last mile and a half of the journey. Suddenly, I was aware of smoke. I thought, oh, someone has got a fire nearby. Suddenly, I was aware of the smoke being all around me. Then I became aware that the smoke was inside my vehicle. It's inside. I thought, no. Then I realized smoke is coming from my engine. Lots of it. There was nothing that had given me any indication that anything was wrong. Well, I got out of the car. I called Linda, who was pretty close. She was coming separately in her car because the plan was that she was going to stay overnight with her mother, also with her, stay overnight at the family home there, and then I'd be returning home later today. Well, the smoke got thicker. And then I was aware of masses of smoke, then fire, big time, flames, 3 or 4 feet in the air coming from the hood, either side of the hood, the left and the right side. A man came out, he must have seen all of this, a man came out from the Carl's Jr. restaurant, happened to be the manager, and he came with an extinguisher. By this time, Linda had arrived and saw him and me, and said to the man, no, don't go towards the car. Don't go towards the car. She was fearful for his life. Well, this man then said, I've experienced in the fire department in Alaska. And then Linda said, thank you, as he went further towards the car. To cut a long story short, he was instrumental in bringing the fire under control. Another gentleman was nearby. He got his fire extinguisher, and they went about putting everything out. To cut a long story short, the car is totaled. That might not mean much in the UK. In the UK, you'd say the car's been written off for insurance purposes, but I'm aware of this. The Lord preserved my life today. He did. What was the cause? Well, William seemed to suspect a power steering failure and then a leakage over the engine, and that would lead to the fire, suspected power steering failure. And in talking to him afterwards, after things had calmed down, he said this: my experience with the fire department in Alaska is that this is a rare thing. It happens, but it's rare. But when it does happen, it's very, very serious. And in my experience, sadly, not everyone gets out of the car in time before it explodes. The fire gets to the gas tank very, very quickly, and people die in the vehicle as the car explodes. So there I am, just here I am, just thanking God for deliverance. The car, it's total. I love that car, 2016 Chrysler 200. But the Lord preserved my life today, and I want to give him thanks. Thankful, too, for William and others who stepped in. Amazing that he did. How providential that someone who had that kind of experience knew what to do and took control of the situation. He was God's means of my deliverance today, really. And beyond him, I thank the Lord. The Lord preserved my life. Psalm 124, paraphrasing it, if the Lord had not been on my side, I would not be here today. Thankful to God. I close this and just ask that God's blessing would be on you this day also. May he preserve your life. Amen.